Over the course of history, the number 7 has been lucky. Stop any person in the street and ask them to choose any odd number between 1 and 10. More often than not, they choose the number 7. For lucky 7 is the world's favorite number. 7 days of the week. 7 colors of the rainbow. 7 notes on a musical scale. 7 seas and 7 continents. Snow White ran off to live with the 7 dwarves. Well, for your Bemidji State Beavers, the number 7 is lucky as well. Not that the Beavers are lucky to be unbeaten in their last 7, but this after a 7-game losing skid. The 7th of the unbeaten came against the hated Alabama Huntsville Chargers. And despite the 4-0 score, the Beavers knew that they were in a battle from the drop of the first puck.
They played a lot better. They had a lot more jump. And, we knew darn well they'd have a lot more jump. We watched the last 4 games on video, and you don't do what you did to Omaha and go in there and almost probably win 2 games and have a good tie and then sweep last weekend. So, they're a good hockey team. They're hard to play against, and bottom line was just getting the first goal.
That first goal scored by Kyle Bauman a night after he scored his first career goal.
Beavers pick it up, cycling around, right corner to left. O'Connor centering, pass with a shot, they score. Back-to-back nights. Kyle Bauman buries another one from between the circles. Beavers lead 1-0.
Kind of like that line combination. They are clicking. Great forechecking. That whole shift was down in the Chargers zone, and Charlie O'Connor, perfect pass. Bauman coming down the slot. That's how you write it up.
And then to put the game away late, BSU's Ruslan Padan ripped 2 from the point.
John Parker steals, comes back up to the top. Padan with a blast! Top of the circle, he scores! What a quick release by Ruslan Padan. Matt LaRose never saw it. 3-0.
It's all a result of that forecheck, which has just been all over the place. I mean, they had just not let up. And
Beavers shoot and score right off of the draw. Clean face-off win, Arntz to Padan, his 2nd of the night.
See?
That guy can shoot.
He'll say something, and just like that, clean face-off win, the key there, but Padan, again, best shot on the team.
BSU got 4 points last weekend against Huntsville. 4 more would be pretty nice against the Lake State Lakers this weekend. Right, Tom Ceratori?
Hey, just take them 1 at a time right now, Schultz. All right. Don't put the cart ahead of the horse right there, okay?
Two points Friday is going to be huge.
Yeah, we just got to play. We just have to play right now, and, we can't obviously. We just have to worry about how we play, and we have to make sure, again, our details, our habits are good, and, we let the chips fall where they may, guys.
Let's hope that lucky number 7 moves on to lucky number 8. Your BSU Beavers against the Lake State Lakers, riding a 7-game unbeaten string. Benusa pregame show is next on the Beaver Radio Network.